Travel Bags with Anita and friends. We are talking about the New York Times 52 Top Destinations for 2018. And hey, we've got some great information. We've already talked about a lot of those cities that are on the list, but now we're going to delve deep into a couple of our favorites. And we're going to start with New Orleans because that is the one that they chose as number one. And I'm sitting in today with Doc Bill. He is my friend with Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. He's the friend that's joining me today. And I'm so glad he's here because if I'm talking about New Orleans, I've got to talk about food. So, Doc Bill, New Orleans food, those two things kind of go together, don't they?
Well, they do. I mean, New Orleans, when you think about it, it's the food is so special that it really gets its own car route in food in the country. I mean, you've got Southeastern food, and you think of foods that are from Georgia, foods from South Carolina, particularly Charleston, Savannah, and Atlanta. But when you get to New Orleans, you're talking New Orleans food. You're talking Cajun, and you're talking Creole. And these are just great, great types of food, known for the poor boy, known for gumbo, known for jambalaya. And there's pretty much in the air of New Orleans, there's just very, very few bad restaurants. Most of them are great. Coffee is great. You can get those nice fresh beignets, which are a version of New Orleans donut, which is very, very delicious. You know, places all in the area which have these snacks, great things to eat. You have Brennan's. You have Antonio's. You have K. Paul's. I mean, it's just a great place to go with great, great food.
And, you know, you're absolutely right, too, that you can just find really good food everywhere. Because I can remember when I lived there, I mean, there was like this little place that was just right beside the road in a small little house. You know, people would just maybe consider this. And I think people refer to sometimes these kind of places just like a little hole in the wall. It's not very big. It's not much going on in there except good food. And you could go there and you could get really good po' boys and, oh, just a fried oyster po' boys. I mean, oh, makes my mouth water to even think about that. And crawfish season, oh, you're just really having some good eats at that time of the year.
Well, you can. I mean, it's just it's a great place with great great food. Breakfasts are great, brunches are great. It has a standard group of traditional restaurants. There's always new restaurants being added to the menu, and it's bounced back quite well from Katrina, which came through there years ago and devastated a lot of the city. But again, New Orleans is the place to go. It's a huge Vietnamese community there. So you have a lot of Vietnamese food that's there that's, again, influenced by some of the, you know, the Cajun culture. A good example here in Gainesville, you know, we have Atlanta Highway Seafood Market. You know, again, that's a place where you can go and get some Vietnamese specialties. But mostly you get a lot of New Orleans dishes that are influenced by the New Orleans type culture. So even here in town, you can still get a feel of that type of culture, the gumbo dishes there, the poor boys, and still stay close at home.
Well, you know, you bring up a really, really good point, and that's one of the reasons why the New York Times chose New Orleans. It's because of the influences from around the world. I mean, you have European, Caribbean, Latin America, Africa. All of those still have great influence on the city today. And you can see it in the music and the food, as you're mentioning, the language, the culture, really the way of life. It's all interwoven into really the day-to-day lives of the people who live there in New Orleans, and especially those who have lived there for generations. Their families have been there for generations. Because it was...
You know, yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, let the good times roll, you know, as they say in New Orleans. You know, they have some of the most famous restaurants, Commander Palace. These restaurants can be kind of pricey, but the trick is don't go there and get the whole menu. You go to Commander's Palace, you go there and you get certain things. You know, you go to a certain restaurant, you know, you can get their oysters Rockefeller. You can just get their gumbo and then make it that. Eat that and then save the other part of the meal for another restaurant. Keeps the cost down. You get the best that they have to offer. And, you know, and you do more wandering and enjoying yourself. So those are things to consider when you go to restaurants in a place like New Orleans or restaurants and places in general.
I think that's a really, really good point. You could kind of do kind of that restaurant crawl. My niece, Nicole, who comes on the show quite often, she and I love to do that. A lot of times we'll do just what you said. We'll go one place for the appetizer, someplace else for, you know, the main dish or maybe two main dishes that we'll split, and then someplace else for dessert. So it's a great way to get a lot of different restaurants in, and you're not spending as much money. At least it doesn't feel that way if you kind of ease into it.
Well, you can, and it's you know, it's a great city, a lot of history, a lot of things going on, and, you know, like most urban areas, you don't have to go very far to have, you know, a good appetite or, you know, to see a lot that's going on in the city itself. And New Orleans, as far as food goes, there's Cajun and there's Creole. You know, one type of cuisine focuses what's going on in the countryside. The other focuses on more high-end cuisine that you see in the city itself, but they're all good.
That is very true. That is very true. Now, we're talking about the New York Times list of 52 top destinations for 2018. And I'm sharing this list with Doc Bill. So we're talking about all of these great things that are going on in these different cities. But what we've actually done, we're choosing our favorite. And we're starting with New Orleans, which was also the New York Times first choice as well. But, you know, another reason, too, Doc Bill, that they chose New Orleans as number one is that they're celebrating their 300-year anniversary. It's their birthday this year, and they're 300 years old.
Well, it's true. And you've got Mardi Gras coming up next month again. You know, king cake, the whole thing. I mean, that's another big reason to go around that time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Mardi Gras, definitely. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, those two, that's another two that goes together, that when you hear one, you're definitely going to think of the other. But now they're also, too, making a $6 million makeover on Bourbon Street. And, you know, Bourbon Street is the place where if you go to New Orleans, you definitely want to check out Bourbon Street, because if you're not taking in the drinks and the bars and that kind of thing, you could definitely go and people watch in that area as well.
And that's kind of neat. And for me, it's kind of neat because this is not in New Orleans, but it's not far from it. It's a place called Livingston, Louisiana, and it's not far from New Orleans. And it has one of the biggest discoveries occurring in the world today, a place called LIGO, which basically is a detector which can detect gravity waves and can see what's happening in black holes and stuff all around the galaxy. And again, you can go to New Orleans and you can take a field trip out and make your arrangements and go visit this LIGO Center with these huge gravitational wave detectors. One's located here in New Orleans, near New Orleans. The other one's located in Washington State. But again, those will be things coming down the line, and they're world-shaking events. So again, there's a lot to do in the area.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. And for science buffs or technology buffs, that would definitely be something to check out when you're going there. So you're right. I mean, it's not always just those things that you first think about, food and Mardi Gras and those kind of things when you go to a destination. Really kind of delve deeper and see what else is going on that might fit as well. And, you know, I wanted to go back. You mentioned the history. I mean, New Orleans has a great history, founded in the spring of 1718 by the French, and they called it Nouvelle Orleans. And the French had always intended it for it to be an important colonial city. And of course, it's located right there on the Mississippi River, which was a very important port where a lot of shipping of troops, produce, agriculture, people, I mean, things were moving all the time through that dock there, through that area. And that port was very, very important part of that time. And it still is. I mean, when you go to New Orleans, you can go on a cruise right from the Mississippi River right there in New Orleans.
That, gambling boats, you know, steamboats, the whole thing of the whole stories of Mark Twain. I mean, all that stuff comes alive when you walk down the streets and look out at the river.
Absolutely, it does. It does. Now, here's a little bit of a trivia here. Now, do you know why it's called the Big Easy?
It's easy to get to.
Well, that's a good reason, too. But in the early 1900s, there was a dance hall in New Orleans called the Big Easy. And in the 1970s, a Louisiana newspaper writer began calling New Orleans the Big Easy, and the name just kind of stuck. And she was comparing it because she said that New Orleans compared to New York was easygoing. It was a really kind of laid-back way of life as compared to New York, where things were really hurried. So she called it the Big Easy. Really, probably after the dance hall, but also because of the lifestyle there, too. Easy going, take it easy, relax, laid back kind of life. So, well, that's a good reason, right?
It is. It's a fun city. It's a great city. It's not far to get to from the Atlanta area and North Georgia area. And again, the food is not a disappointment. It's got great drinks and great entertainment. One of the places
things.
That Louis Armstrong spent a lot of time at. So if you like the history of jazz and blues, New Orleans, it comes alive.
It does. It does. And who better to bring alive than Louis Armstrong? Now, guys, we've come down to the bottom of this segment as well. The show is moving fast. We have another destination that we're going to talk about. So sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to continue to look at the New York Times 52 destinations and choose our top ones for travel in 2018. Travel Bags is brought to you today by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at SapporoIslandBeachVacations.com. Back in a minute.
Now when the saints marching in. I when the saints go marching in. Yes, I want to be in that number. I when the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching by. Yeah, by.